I want to start like with high school, because we were just talking about that.
Right.
And you came in with that like amazing class, because I remember, like I said, Deuce was talking about that. So coming in as a true freshman and playing on varsity, like what was that like?
Right. I mean, I think it was just, it was fun. I mean, being able to do it like with my friends, we had that class come in. So just being able to play and I guess play with the older girls, because at that point you're like 14 coming in playing with big 18-year-olds, like 17, 18-year-olds. So you're like, whoa, this is kind of crazy. But for the most part, I think it was just really exciting to like see it at a different level.
Was the game faster? Was it any different than what you had experienced? Because I mean, you came from like a club background, so you played at a top level. So was it like a big transition for you?
Honestly, I'd say that's where it was different coming into high school, because playing the club that I played for, Arizona Storm, it's in a very elite club where girls go to like be better and kind of just like girls at Storm choose Storm because they want to play at the next level.
Okay.
So competing at like a national level when you're 12, 13, 14 against the best talent from Texas, Florida, all over the country.
Oh my God.
It's then when you come back to Arizona where volleyball, it's definitely grown, but volleyball isn't what it is in other states.
Really?
So, What was the question? Sorry.
You got off. No, I was just asking you about like just coming from like club ball to being on varsity, like the speed and the tempo. And like, how were the girls? How did they receive you?
Yeah. So I think like coming from the club background definitely made it easier to be able to play with the play at the high school pace, play with the older girls, because that's what we were doing in state competition.
Okay. So you were kind of used to it. It wasn't like that much of a transition, because I know for football, when Deuce came from Pee Wee football, it was like he had to go through the levels. He had to go through 9th grade, 10th grade, because it was a big difference, the speed, the strength of the game. So you coming from that already volleyball background, especially like with your sister playing before you, so you kind of already had that advantage, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good. So your first 2 years, like when did you start on varsity? Like when was your first, they were like, Tatum, your starting lineup?
I'd say maybe my junior year, because my freshman, sophomore year, we got into like the whole COVID, all that stuff, but I was kind of just a DS, so that's a defensive specialist.
Okay.
So I'd come in and like I'd play only 3 rotations across the back for someone's like.
So you gotta explain that now, 3 rotations, because I'm so dumb when it comes
sorry,
to this.
Sorry.
Good.
So a DS usually comes in for like an outside or a pin or a middle or whatever, and they're tall and they can't move very well and play defense. So I would come in and like play defense for them, serve, receive, pass. And then once it's my time to get to the front row, then
they sub you out.
Then we do a little switch and then,
So do you wear like the jersey, because you have that, I've seen the professional level, you know what I'm talking about, right? That's you?
Yes.
Okay. See, that makes a lot more sense, because I've seen that like on a professional level when I watch it sometimes on TV. I'm always like, well, why is her shirt different?
Different. Well, honestly, I couldn't tell you the exact reason why it's a different color jersey. I know it's, as a libero in DS is different, but a libero can stay in the whole game. Uh-huh. The only time they're coming out is for another middle to serve. So that's what I think the different color jersey is. Just like, this is you. You stay in.
Okay.
You stay in the game. But yeah, for the I don't know the exact history reason.
Come on, you got to get with the game. You got to learn all that.
I really should. You would think, been playing for this long, I would know.
So like COVID year was your junior year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and that was like your first time winning the championship.
Yeah, that was actually Hamilton's first time ever winning.
Ever.
In like the volleyball program, ever winning a state championship. So that was really cool to be a part of.
No, I know that was, because I remember like that was a big time for Deuce. I mean, with the football team, it was his first year on varsity, and you know, it was COVID, and it was just I don't know how you want to put it. Everybody was kind of disappointed because it wasn't the crowd. Everybody wasn't going to be there like you thought there would be. But, you know, being out there and playing, and I remember when we went to the championship and it was so exciting. And, I mean, you know, we lost and that was like a bummer. But you know, I know for him, that loss like fired him up and he knew what he needed to do for the upcoming year. So like winning a championship, like take me through that. Like when you were going through that, what was that like for you?
Right. Well, I'd say leading up to the championship, at least like our freshman, sophomore year, we had the upperclassmen leading us. Okay. So then I think finally our junior year, we're finally upperclassmen. It's kind of our team. We can like lead and like do things how we want. Uh-huh. And so I think being able to have that kind of like leadership role, we were able to like just get down and dirty and like down really and get down and dirty and just instill a mindset even for like the underclassmen, like this is what's going to happen, like this is what we want to do, like by leading by example, exactly. Essentially. But yeah, winning the championship, I remember coming in and we had gotten there early to do our warm-ups, do our stretches, we were on the ball and doing whatever, and then the opposing team walked in and they like just faces were like, like they could tell, like, I don't know. We just like had like some sort of just like something about us where like it's on.
Like, yeah, like you like knew you were going to win. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And they kind of were just like, oh crap. Like,
who did you play?
Perry.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's always
and cool. that it was always between like Perry, Basha. Yeah, always Perry and Basha. And I think Perry previously the year before also won state. So like they were coming in like cocky, like, oh, like we can beat them. Like they also beat us previously and like earlier in the season. So like we had like
chip
kind
on
of an
your
edge.
Yeah, like I want to get you back. That's funny because that's kind of very similar to what the football team went through. It was like, I mean, we got our butts kicked when we went over to Chandler. And then when we played them again in a championship game, it was like, we're going to win this game. Like, we should have won this game.
Right.
And so, you know, going in there, you do have a chip on your shoulder because you want to prove to them I'm better than you.
Man. Yeah.
So now you win the first one and – like, what was your mindset going into the second one? Or not even going into the second one, but going into your senior year. Like, did you know, like, we're good. We're going to kick some, you know.
I'd say so. I mean, coming off of that past year, just, like, on a high, doing, making history for the school, the program, I think our senior year, we all knew, like, we're all about to head off to our different places. Yeah. So, like, let's make the best of it and just –
was there any
end
pressure?
With a bang.
Was there pressure on you? Like in that second year, did you feel like we have to win this or our career is like a letdown?
I wouldn't say. I think if we would have lost, it would have felt like a letdown. But I think. No. I think we were all just very confident. I think we knew that we kind of just with the other teams in the like in the conference or the. I don't know, division.
Yeah.
A lot of girls had left, and we were returning
You were nine
or like 10 girls. So,
so you knew.
We were like, we should be pretty solid.
Well, that's good, because I know, like I said, for us in football, you know, that year, Deuce's junior year, like that was supposed to be the year we won it. And to get there and to fall short like that, like it was so disappointing, because after the game, like, you know, that was the first time I'd really seen him cry since he was a little boy. And of course, he'll act like it never happened. But I just remember talking to him after the game. He was just so disappointed. And so his mindset going into the next season was that I'm going to be the best. Like, I want to be the best there is. I want to get up on that wall. You know, I want my picture. Because that's like a big deal around there.
Yep.
And you're up on that wall, right?
Yeah.
Two times?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's two pretty times. Good. Yeah. So it was like this motivation that he had all this. Like, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I want to be. So was that the same feeling you had coming into your like senior year? Like, we're that team. We're the big dogs now.
Yeah, absolutely. Just, yeah, big dog. Like, that's essentially what it is. A lot of some people actually would refer to the volleyball team as the Monstars, from Space Jam.
Yes. Oh, what? That's a terrible name. Whatever. Y'all were that good.
But
though.
It's just like, we were just like, we were stacked. We had a bunch of just big girls. We were dogs and like just the monster.
Who came up with that? Was that an internal
one
name?
One of the football players, actually. Well, it wasn't one of us. We wouldn't willingly call ourselves a monster. But
yeah, that's not. No. Y'all were way better than that. But you played with some really good players. Like that. Who was it that came off of that team? Like, I remember. One of the young ladies went to USC.
Jordan.
Jordan, yeah.
Jordan Wilson right. Now, yeah.
Yeah. So how many people off that team like played college?
A good amount. Almost everyone did at the Division I level. Jordan went to USC. She's now at U of A.
Okay.
Micah went to Alabama. We had a middle, Logan Blutrick. She ended up at Pacific. We had another middle going to Fort Lewis. But yeah, for the most part, everyone's playing Division I volleyball.
That's great. That's
somewhere,
awesome.
Just getting to keep their career going.
Yeah. So when, okay, so now I got to ask you this, because I know for me, that COVID year was like real tough for, you know, Deuce, because, you know, people couldn't get out to see the players. Was that the same way for you in volleyball? Like, did that affect your recruitment? Do you feel like it did?
Right, yeah. So COVID really screwed everyone in my class. Definitely. So I remember, because it happened kind of in the spring, and that's when the club season hits, and that's when all the tournaments are.
Right.
And it was the morning I woke up, was getting ready for my flight, and my dad came in and said, Colorado Crossroads is canceled. And we're like, what's going on? Yeah. And it's because of COVID. So right before like one of the bigger recruiting tournaments at the time was canceled. And then from there was just a snowfall of no, like this club season that time was over. Mm-hmm. So we weren't, it was just a matter of having to really within yourself figure out like, how am I going to find a way for like people to see me without being at these tournaments where coaches come to watch.
Because it was the same thing for football. It was just like that junior year was so tough. And, you know, we had to do a lot from home. Like we had to send in videos. Like we had to measure his wingspan on TV or on video and then send it in to him. And coaches would ask you a bunch of questions, but they couldn't see you in play in person.
Mm-hmm.
So they were kind of like, well, we think he's good or we think they're going to make it. Was it the same way for you? Did you have to do a lot of like through the internet, I guess?
Yeah, so social media became huge for everyone. At Storm, at least, my coach made everyone on the team create an Instagram account separate from their personal account, and it's like Tatum Thomas Volleyball. And so you're posting drills you're doing, workouts, like I was like posting what you're eating, like your wingspan, your height, just everything, and then any film that you had from previous, which wasn't really a thing because no one wanted to, like, I don't know. We were still pretty young, but yeah, just finding any film you could to put together and be like, these are my highlights and like just base it off of that.
So that really just COVID really affected you.
Yeah.
Well, not just you, but your sport in general. And it's crazy because the same thing was going on with football, and it was like, you know, Deuce was so stressed about getting a scholarship. And he was just freaking out. Like, nobody's interested in me. I haven't gotten any offers. And was that the same feeling you had?
So, I mean, after everything had happened with COVID and you're just training for all those months and it's like, I'm doing all of this and it's like, for what? Like, who's going to notice me? Who's going to want me? So, yeah, definitely feeling those same feelings of like, just up in the air, but
That's got to be. I mean, I know it was scary for us. Like, you know, as a parent, you're sitting here and you're doing all this stuff. And I remember just, you know, my wife would be up at night sending out all these different emails to different colleges, like almost like, please, please, please take a look. Come look at us.
So,
you know, when he got that first offer from U of A, he was so excited. It was like a weight was lifted off his shoulder. Like, how did that happen for you? When did you get your first offer?
So I'd say it was later that year. So June 15th is the big date for us. It's like June 15th of your junior year, you can start contacting coaches, or coaches can like contact you and you can like get on the phone with them. So the big thing, like on social media, it's like answer your phone, like it's time, like go like, see your phone,
keep it right here.
But I'd say June 15th, like that day, just like kind of waiting around my phone, like to see who would reach out. And it was a big day. It was full of excitement. Like I remember, like I didn't think, I was like, no way, it's just like June 15th, like these people are gonna call. And so then the night before I went to bed and I was like, I guess we'll see who reaches out. I guess we'll see. And then just like throughout the day, it's like getting messages and emails and like, hey, like love to talk, like let's set it up. And
so when you were getting these calls, like how did that feel? Because I, like I said, for Deuce, he was finally like, oh thank god, like somebody wants me.
Absolutely. So, I mean, as a 16-year-old girl, with the dream of playing college volleyball, I think that just, like, so exciting. After every call, I'd call my sister and be like, I just got off the phone with University of Georgia. Like, this was awesome. Like, oh, my gosh. And she's like, okay, like...
But that's good to have an older sibling who's been through it. So that was probably somebody who really helped guide you through this, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, having her has been so, like, amazing and helpful throughout this process and even the transferring process and playing just college volleyball at all. Like, just hearing from her and then getting to experience it myself is really
neat. I'm glad you listened to her, because God knows my boy, I tell him and it's like it goes in one ear and out the other. I'm like, you know, I've done this. Like, right. But I guess when it's your sister, you can relate better than when mom and dad are telling it to you.
Yeah. So, no, definitely. Definitely. So
when did you choose to go to GCU? Like, when was that? When did you finalize that?
It was September of my junior year. So I think that was 2021. Junior. It was like the summer of my sophomore.
Oh, okay.
Or like going into my junior year.
Okay.
Yeah. So going into my junior year, that's like when most girls would commit, like pretty young. So going into your junior year, you should be committed and like.
Really?
Yeah. Which is really, it's different than football. Yeah, I know.
I was just about to say that, like, wow, you have to commit so early. Like, that's like, we need you to sign right now.
Yeah. And well, that's the thing. So it actually used to not be a date at all. So June 15th and like the June 1st rule is very new for women's volleyball. Like there used to not be a rule at all where there is girls that were committing when they're in eighth grade like their freshman year. And it's like you're committing so young. You're like 13, 14 years old to university. Like things change throughout high school. Absolutely. Like you change as a person. Yeah. So they like added that rule just so that people wouldn't like hinder their recruiting experience, essentially.
Okay. But now when you get to GCU, you know, you're in college now. Do you feel like you're going to play? Do you have that confidence that I'm going to be on the court? Or were you thinking, man, I'm probably going to be behind some of these girls. I don't know if I'm going to play.
Yeah. So I'd say I definitely went in with confidence just with my background and like who I'd previously played with and played for. And at the level I was playing at was very high, very elite. So definitely I felt like I had confidence or a chip on my shoulder. Yeah. But then we report in June, early June, and we don't do anything until like August 1st. August 1st is our first official practice where coaches can be there and like coaching you. Uh-huh. But so from June until August, you're just on campus. And I remember like, I was like, okay, like I've got this. And then I started meeting some of the other girls and I was like, maybe I don't got this in a way of like, they're veterans.
Yeah, yeah.
And so like they already have an in with the coaches. Mm-hmm. They have that relationship established. Yeah. And so I thought I've got to lock in. Yeah. It's time to really lock in. But yeah.
So when did you get your first like real action? Like when did you step on the court and play as a freshman?
So we have like an exhibition match and that's right before our preseason. So it's essentially a scrimmage before we go into our first preseason tournament. And so it was against UTEP. And I just remember our coaches were like, this isn't like the real lineup, but like, these are just some things that we're going to throw out. And I remember my name was like called to be lib. And I was like, okay. Like,
were you scared?
I want to say no, but I think I remember just feeling like a little bit like, all right, like we can do it. Yeah. Like we caught it for sure. But yeah, it was definitely an experience. It's different speed.
No, I could imagine because, you know, how I relate to you is that what Deuce was going through when he got to U of A, I remember that ride down there and he was just like completely quiet. And I knew he was scared. And so, you know, I tried to talk him through it. And I remember he would call home. He'd be like, Dad, you know, I'm getting a lot of reps. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, it's kind of like what you were thinking, like, okay, they're putting me out here, but I don't know what this is going to lead to. So once the season started and were you a starter from day one?
Yeah. So.
Excuse me.
Oh, man. Yeah. So after, I think, that exhibition match, then we started getting into, like, our preseason stuff. And we went out to Iowa and we were playing there. And yeah, it was just, it's just different. It's very, I don't know. It's just really
scary. Yeah.
It is scary. Yeah. It is scary. Well, we had a lot of older girls on the team. We had a couple grad transfers. Okay. So they were 23 at the time. Oh, wow. Yeah, 23, 22. And I, like, after the after one of the games in our first preseason weekend, I just remember I was like, these girls know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like, like they talk about like being a veteran, yeah, and like knowing the game, mm-hmm, but like there's nothing like being in college, playing college volleyball, yeah, for like 4 years or, yeah, three, like 4+ years, yeah, and just showing it to this fresh 18-year-old, yeah, freshman. And yeah, they're like, how do you not know what that means?
I just got here. I'm sorry. Just got,
like, give me grace. But
yeah. So when you're there, and you know, obviously, you know, the sport itself is just taking so much of your time. Like, how did you find the balance between your academics, you got athletics, and then you also got your social life? Well, like, what was that like for you that first year trying to figure that all out?
Right. I don't know. I tried a lot of different methods and techniques of like, if I go to class now and then I get food here and then I'll do homework this time. But so freshmen actually have like allotted study hall hours.
Yes,
so that, yes, definitely helps with like the figuring, like finding time to do schoolwork.
Yeah.
And those like allotted hours were perfect. Then like I met a lot of people in study hall, like, mm-hmm, other athletes. So, yeah, then we'd be like, oh, like, let's go get food after this. So, yeah, there's like your social.
Yeah.
But I'd say my freshman year, I wasn't very social life. I was very much like, we're in season. I'm trying to figure everything out. But then, yeah.
Yeah. So that's, see, for me, I remember when I got there as a freshman, I was like, party, party, party. I'm like, I'm away from home. Like, I don't have anybody telling, yeah, me what to do. So I kind of, you know, fumbled a snap my freshman year. So do you have red shirt in volleyball as well?
Okay, yeah, yeah. You can red shirt in volleyball as a freshman. You can red shirt any year, honestly. Okay, yeah, yeah. Medical red shirt. Yeah.
All the 7 year people. Did you, yep, have a lot of, yeah, that was so terrible. Don't even get me started with that. It's like football, you got guys, well, that you going got their 6 year. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah, again, 24 years old, yeah, and yeah, crazy stuff.
So when you went into your sophomore, when did you win? Was it the championship when you were at GCU? Was that their first one?
Yes, that was the first one. That was this past fall. So that was my sophomore, okay, year.
That was your sophomore, yeah, year. So what was that like? So it seems everywhere you go, you're setting history.
Yeah.
You won back-to-back at Hamilton, and now you take your talents to GCU, and now you're winning yet again. Like, what was that like to bring a championship there?
Well, honestly, again, with the upperclassmen that were there my freshman year and this past fall, I think they just really instilled it in, like, everyone in the underclassmen, like, this is what we're doing. This is the goal. And, like, we're going to maintain these standards, right, and just, like, really hone in on that, like, yeah, championship, like, working our way, yeah, to win it. And we did.
That's good, man. That is awesome because, I mean, as long as I've played, I didn't win a championship until, like, my last year in the NFL. Like, you know, you battle and you're working for this goal. And right, it just seems so unobtainable because you're just, like, every year you fall short of it. So, for you, it's almost like, yeah, this is just what I do. You know, I go and I win. So, you know, you get all these accolades and you get all these awards. You win a championship. Like, at what point did you say, okay, you know, there's more out there for me? Like, when did you decide that, you know, transferring was kind of – that was something that you needed to do?
Yeah, I'd say I realized, well, mostly my freshman spring. So this was my first ever like off season. Mm-hmm. And even this past summer, I've realized like there's more to life than volleyball. Yeah. And being surrounded by the grad students and the older girls, that, yeah, their careers are coming to an end. Yeah. And so they are like now entering the real world.
Yeah.
And so then I kind of thought to myself, I was like, well, do I want to stay in Arizona for the rest of my life? Or like, where can I get a degree that's like gonna uphold some weight? And yeah, like, I'll walk into an interview and be like, oh, you graduated from wherever, and yeah, now Texas A&M, and yeah, have some kind of just oomph behind it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I know because, you know, we're going through the same thing. And that was one of the big reasons I wanted to have you on here, because, you know, people always hear about kids transferring or, you know, young adults. I say kids, I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. Still, yeah.
And you hear about it and you always hear about money, 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 money. And that's a, you know, the upper echelon of people, you know, when it comes to the sport. So, you know, for you, your decision was, you know, I want more out of life. I want to, when I leave here, when I'm all done playing, I want this degree to mean something. I want to be able to step into the real world and be ready for that.
Yeah.
Okay. See, and for with Deuce, it was a little bit different because not that he doesn't want the same thing, but it was like when he was at U of A, it was like that was his thinking. He was at U of A and this is as big as it gets and this is all I can do. But when the coaching staff left and he had to make a decision, and you know, it was just as a family, like we were so scared because all of a sudden it was just like overnight, your coach is gone. Now there's a void. Now somebody's got to come fill that void.
Yeah.
And we as a family were just like, oh my God, what's going to happen? What are we going to do? And so when he made his decision to leave, it was the coaches, you know, they had recruited him. These were the people that he knew that cared about him and wanted him there. And so when we went to Washington, he was just like, Dad, this is where I want to be. And it was very similar to what you said. It was like a bigger environment, like the academics that he had at U of A, everything didn't transfer the same. And he realized like, wow, there's way more to this than this little pond that I'm in.
Yeah.
So like, what was that like for your family? When you had to make that decision, like how big of a part were they in this with you?
Yeah, I'd say my family was a huge part of like this whole transferring process. Everyone was really supportive just in wanting the best for me. And I'd say my dad, he definitely instilled like kind of just like the comfort in it. Yeah. And like, you got to take a chance on yourself.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's just every day I was in the portal. Every day I was just like, I took a chance on myself. Like I did this for a reason. Yeah. And yeah, but I just say the family support was great. And yeah, it was just great.
It was so it was scary.
Definitely scary.
Yeah, because I remember when, you know, I got that call from him one night. It was right after the coach had left. And he called me like almost in a panic mode, like that the coach just left. I don't know what I'm going to do. And it was like the first 30 minutes of the conversation was just talking like, him down. Like, dude, relax. Like, because you don't know what's going to happen. It's very scary. Like right. I said earlier, you hear about all these big time players and they're transferring for millions of dollars. But the majority of athletes who do decide to transfer is because they realize they've gotten to a point in their career where they want more and they've outgrown where they are. And it's not a bad thing. That's just life.
Yeah.
So I was afraid for him. But once you got that call, like you said, it was like, thank God. It was like being recruited all over again in high school.
It was the recruiting process all over again. And I think that was something that like I didn't even think about when I like entered. I was like, okay, like I know I'm going to enter. Right. I don't know what's going to happen. I can either get picked up. I'm going to have to take some time off, or I'll like walk on, or I'll maybe even have to go play Division II, or just keeping all like the possibilities in your head until you get picked up. But I remember I entered the portal. I got all picked up. I got it all figured out with the compliance. Mm-hmm. And then 3 minutes after I got the text from compliance saying you're all set in the portal, 3 minutes later I got like emails.
That's
from
amazing.
From
That's
schools
good.
And I was like, wow. I was like,
it
okay.
makes you feel good though.
Yeah,
right?
I was like, okay, like we're doing it.
I'm pretty good. Like, cause that's funny that you say that, because it was the same thing with Deuce when we got up to Washington. He was like, we were kind of at the hotel having a little private moment. We were talking and he goes, Dad, I'm a lot better than I thought I was. Like that was the first thing that he said. It was like, you know, like I said, it was at U of A, here's this small market. But now Washington, they just played for a national title.
Yeah.
You know, they're in a spotlight. They're playing in a better conference. And for them to say, we want you, he was like, I'm better than I thought I was. So
yeah.
was that what it was for you when you got that call?
That's exactly what it was, like to a T. Just like, again, hotel moment. I went on a couple visits, but hotel moment with my dad. And it's like, these guys, like, these schools want me. They're reaching out to me and like they're interested. And it's just like instilled, like my dad would always say, like, this, wherever you end up going, just know like these places wanted you, like, you are good enough.
Yes, but that is exactly it. It's so funny because I just feel like this is the exact conversation that I was having with Deuce. It was like, you're going here, man. Like, they want you,
right?
And you need to go up here and you need to show them that their investment is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't go up there just kind of, oh, okay, I'm here, I'm just here to have fun. Like, you need to come in and you need to be ready to go. So,
right,
that is
right.
I love that it's just being a father.
It is.
Doesn't matter, female athlete, male athlete, it is the exact same story. It's the exact same thing that we're telling our kids of, like, here you go. So, as you're getting ready to go to, like, Texas, like, are you afraid?
Yeah, I was a little bit. I remember we were just, I'd talked to all the coaching staff, had some great phone calls with them. We've been in communication for like a week or so, and they like were trying to get me on campus immediately.
Oh, wow.
And I remember the head coach is like, hey, like we want to get you out on a visit. And I remember after that phone call, I was like, Dad, they want me out there like now.
Were you like, yeah, were you super excited, right? You,
yeah,
were like, oh my god, they want me.
Yeah, I was so excited. I was like, they're about to like make some moves,
yeah,
to like get me there. And I was like, this is amazing. Like, this is nothing I ever thought of, especially like through my time in the portal of just like the unknown.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, like, a great university, like, they want me. I was like,
yeah,
it was worth it.
I love it because it's just I can relate to it because what you're saying, and I can see like how you brighten up. It was like when you go into the portal, there's this unknown.
Yeah.
There's this like
gray space.
Yeah, like, man, I'm stepping out here into this unknown. I don't know. And then when the first time you get that call, it was like, oh my God. And so was that the only school that you took a visit to, or did you take multiple visits?
So, yeah, I ended up taking two visits. I took a visit to Marshall University in West Virginia, and then I took a visit to Texas A&M, and then that's when I made, after I took that visit, I made my decision. But, yeah, I just, after visiting Marshall, and I just, my dad, he always just said, you know what you want, like, do what you want, or not do what you want, but essentially like, you know what you want, and like you know what you want, and don't regret it. Like,
yeah,
he always said that wherever you choose, it's not a 4-year decision, it's a 40-year decision.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be able to go back to your school and be like, yeah, like I went to Texas A&M. Like,
yeah,
I like proudly say I went to Hamilton High School.
Yeah.
I played at Hamilton. Like,
yeah, that is so great because I get excited because I'm like, I know this. I know the feeling. I can imagine what your dad was going through. Like, when we went on our visit, it was just like he had other schools that contacted him. But when we went to Washington, it was like, this is the coaching staff that first gave this little skinny little, you remember Duke's school,
yeah,
little scrawny little kid, and
yeah,
they gave him his first opportunity to play D1 football. So now this coaching staff is now in Washington and they want you to come. And I think that after when we landed, everything was just top notch. Everything was first class, hotels,
yeah,
how you move around,
yeah,
how you travel. And that afternoon after having a dinner, you know, you go out,
right,
and they wine,
right,
and dine you, and
yep,
you're having a great time. We were at the hotel and I'm like, so what do you think? He goes, Dad, I want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was nothing else he wanted to do. It was like,
yeah,
you know, the rest of these trips, it doesn't even matter. Is that how you were? Like,
that's exactly. They're good at their jobs. That's all. They are good at their jobs because same thing. We spent the whole day. I saw campus and got to go to dinner, see the facilities, meet the girls, and had that same, so like, what did you think?
Yeah.
And it was same thing. I said, yeah, I was like, this is everything I wanted.
Yeah. Did you commit when you were there, or did you like come back home and then kind of decide on it here and then let them know?
Yeah. So I did end up coming back home and like took some time on it just because I still was in contact with some other universities, yeah, at that point. But yeah, I took some time and then made my decision. But I think even when I was talking to other schools, just in the back of my mind, it was like,
that Texas was the bar. That,
yeah,
was the standard.
They,
yeah, yeah,
they set the bar. They met it. And I was like, this is where I want to be.
This is what I want to do. That's,
yeah,
great. That's so, I mean, it's such a similar story because I'm,
yeah,
just sitting here and I'm smiling and I'm happy for you. For one, I've known you for so long because,
yeah,
like, and I'm going to tell a little story because we were talking about it. Now, what,
yes,
is it called? The Assassins?
Yeah, Assassins.
Okay. So just so y'all know, I've known Tatum a long time. And And I remember it was Tatum and Jordan.
Yes.
I had just picked Deuce up from school, and we were coming back home, and we were in the garage doors up, and we were getting out of the car, and I'm like moving stuff around and getting set. And I look, and I see both of y'all running up in the garage, and I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw the water guns, I was like, oh, well. And then he was so mad. He was so mad y'all got him. He was like, where the hell were they? I didn't even know they were. Why did you say something? Because they told me to be quiet or I was going to get it too.
Yeah. I totally remember that. I don't even remember how we like this even came about. I think we just saw you guys driving.
Well, see, I thought you were staked out or something the way you pulled up on us.
Yeah, no, I think it was honestly a perfect timing kind of situation. We were trying to get someone else, and then we saw you guys, and I was like, all right. I was like, Deuce is in the game. And I remember watching the video. That's when we went back in the car and we're watching it. Deuce is so angry in the back, and you're just laughing.
So mad.
You're just cackling.
I remember because I saw him getting out of the car, and I look up, and I see y'all running up, and I'm like, you were like, you better be quiet. And I'm like, and he was like, no. He's like all in the corner getting soaked up, and I was like, you got to watch it back all the time.
Right. You'll never see it coming.
Now, do you remember this? Remember when you were driving? You almost ran us off the road? We were down by the bank. Your dad, you were driving, and we were on Alma School.
Okay.
And, you know, I think it's Queen Creek. It's like...
like where Wells Fargo and all that over
there
is.
And you were making a left, and you went way too far. You almost ran us off the road. You don't remember that, or you just acted like
think,
you don't?
I think I do remember. I loosely remember this. Yeah, I just, you know, driving's hard.
Because I remember that, like, when you were coming in, like, that story about you getting him with the water guns. And then I was like, I remember because he was just like, I'm not going to repeat what he said in the car, but, you know, you think you're about to get into an accident. And then we look over, and of course, we're both like, what the? And you're like, I'm sorry. We're like, that's Tatum. Okay, it's all right. You almost ran us off the road.
I will admit, not the best driver. We've improved since then.
I hope you have improved.
Yeah. Sorry.
You forgot about that, right?
I did.
I remember your dad.
Now I'm like...
You almost ran us off the road. I'm like, what the hell is that? And he's all like yelling and swerving because he's learning how to drive too.
Right.
So y'all are
Everyone's
both like...
trying to figure it out.
Trying to figure it out. I remember that. That was so funny.
Yeah.
But look, okay. So now I'm going to ask you, we're kind of coming to an end here. So I just want to get something. You looking at your career... What advice would you give to a young lady coming up in volleyball? Like if you could just say, you know, if I could give you a piece of advice or, you know, not just a piece of advice, but what kind of information would you want to instill on those young ladies coming up playing volleyball now?
Yeah. I'd just say believe in yourself and to never give up. There's a lot of like outside things, people telling you, no, like your dream's unrealistic and all that kind of stuff. So I think if you just like put your mind to it and like if this is something that you want to do, if you like you want to play Division I volleyball, then you will do anything it takes to go and play Division I volleyball or just playing at any level, just really owning it and like just own. Am I allowed to say bad words?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, kind of just like own your shit.
Yeah.
Like this is who I am. This is what I want to do. I don't care what you have to say, do what you got
to
do.
That's good because, you know, you always hear about, you know, when it comes to women's sports and like you said, people are like, that's not a realistic goal. Why isn't it a realistic goal? If I get out here and bust my ass like anybody else,
right,
I can get it done. And you know, so I just love that because I've known you for so long and I just remember freshman year, I remember Deuce talking about, Dad, we got this group of volleyball girls that are so good. And it was kind of like, oh, okay. So, and then as you hear about y'all going along, it was like, oh, shit, they're about to win. Like, yeah. So it's like we've always kind of rooted for you. And plus, I've known your parents. So I just felt like I had this like invested interest in you of like, yeah, I know Tatum and I know Jordan. I know them. Like, they're winning championships. Like, you know, that was something that I wish we could have accomplished when we were there, like football wise, because you know the bar is set so high when it comes to football and the expectations, and to fall short like that, you know, it was just so hurtful, and you know, but that's part of it. That's part of the journey, and that's, you know, I feel like that's what got him to where he is, and I feel like your success and all the hard work that you put in has gotten you to where you are, and to be at this, you know, Power Five volleyball program. And, you know, it's just amazing. Like, I love that for you. Like, I'm so excited. Like, and I think it's funny. So I'm going to tell you this, you, and I'm going to tell you like I would tell my daughter, when you get down there, make sure you're focused on the right things. You got to focus on your classwork. Because if I could go back and talk to a young Russell going from high school to college, it'd be focus on your grades, focus on your craft. Everything else will take care of itself, you know, because my thing was, oh, I'm away from home, got a party, got to be at this party. I got to be on the scene, right? You got to be on the scene constantly. Yeah. So if I could go back and mentor Russell, that would be my biggest thing, like those grades and work on your sport just constantly. Don't get down there and think you got it figured out because you haven't. Now, you went from, like you said, you went from this great high school program and then you went to GCU and now you're continuing to do this. So when you get there, you got to know that the expectations and the competition is just going to be at such a high level that you have to go in there like, you know, like I need to be on my shit.
Right. Yes. No, yeah, I agree. And I think like a part of my success is just like going back to talking to like the younger generation, like having that final, that end goal and just always looking to it and like staying on your P's and Q's, doing the classwork. Like you're going to miss that party. You're going to miss, you're going to like you can't go out that night. Yeah. You can't go on the hot date. But yeah, just staying on your P's and Q's, and it's going to suck sometimes. Like you're going to have to make some really hard choices, but it'll all be worth it in the end.
Now, I do have this one question before we go. The Olympics, is that the top notch? Is that like the crowning achievement for volleyball? Is that what you all like strive for, is to make that Olympic team and to win that gold?
Right. So I'd say for some it might be, but now volleyball has grown to like, it's just grown so much around the world and within the U.S. itself. So I think just playing at any professional level, we just created a pro league within the U.S. So now it makes it like much easier and like just much more accessible to be able to play pro and like playing against other people that are also very good at volleyball. But I'd say the Olympics or just playing foreign overseas volleyball, I know that's something that I would want to do, like play
overseas or playing here in the United States.
Overseas. Oh, yeah.
Better just, money over there.
Honestly, no.
No, it's not.
Professional volleyball does not pay well at all. Very much. It's very different from football. But yeah, volleyball, you got to play to love it.
Yeah.
Like you're doing something that you love and money will come with it. It doesn't. But yeah, so just playing overseas, I think that'd be super cool to do. But yeah, the professional like league is growing. So if the girls want to do that, that's kind of like it. But usually after college, that's the cap.
Yeah. Because I've seen some professional games and, you know, I kind of understand volleyball a little bit. Seen a couple games with you. I've seen it on TV. So, you know, you watch it and you're like, wow, you see these girls out there. You see these 6-footers and you're like, oh my God. She's like towering over everybody. And you see these spikes and I just love the energy and just watching them play. I love it. I mean, now, what is the difference? Because this, you're talking to a novice.
Yes.
The difference between like indoor volleyball and beach volleyball.
Okay.
Which one do you prefer and kind of what's the difference?
So indoor volleyball, I honestly say indoor volleyball is easier, my personal opinion, just because you have 6 people to keep one ball off the ground and like essentially the same amount of square footage of a beach court. These girls are 2 girls playing in sand volleyball, trying to keep the same ball up with 3 contacts. But yeah, I'd say indoor volleyball is probably easier. I'd love to play more beach volleyball. Mm-hmm. it's definitely different vibes. Different vibes. Beach volleyball is a lot more like chill. Really? But like, yeah.
I think it would be harder because like you said, it's only 2 people on the court.
It's harder, but like you can go at your own pace and like, yeah. So going at your own pace and it's outside and like beach and the sand, like you kind of just like do your thing. Volleyball, it's very much like, like team come together. But yeah. Sorry.
I was like, yeah, what is that?
I'm not even using words right now.
We have to translate that.
text box at the bottom. My bad.
Well, look, my bad. No, you're fine. I'm glad you just relaxed. You're finally, you know, relaxing and having a good time. But I really appreciate you coming in here. I had a really good time talking to you today, Tatum.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem.
Thanks for tuning in to The Route. Don't forget to subscribe and connect with us on socials for exclusive updates. We'll see you next week.